This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the game, being part of the process. I like that. Oh, be nice if I turned that on, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're paying attention, that you're engaged. Oliver McGee's going to join us at the after the break. He's an American analyst, strategist, professor of engineering, and author that, he's had many books. I met this guy at CPAC quite a few years ago. We've had him on the show a couple of times. And his insight as to what's going on in and around the country with, you know, with current topics, today's issues. I hate, don't you love when somebody says, I'm bringing on an expert? Everybody's an expert. Even when I go on these other shows, it's like, don't call me an expert. I don't have a crystal ball. Most of us don't have degrees in the areas we're talking about. It's just, some of it's just common sense. It's the fact that we're in it every day. We're buried in this stuff on a regular basis. I kept it clean. I said this stuff on a regular basis. And again, I do so much appreciate your time that you're spending with us. And please, nothing nasty. You know, when you're responding to some of the stuff that we put up, nothing nasty about McCain. We're over it. We made our comments. It's time to move on. Anyway, what was I going to talk about? I get so caught up in this stuff. I forget what it is. Oh, yeah. You know, we're New Mexico. I mean, I got other stuff I want to get to, too, but I want to get to this New Mexico issue that they're having. Apparently in New Mexico right now, the Hispanic and Native American leaders are having a dispute over the annual reenactment of the 17th century Spanish conquistador reclaiming Santa Fe. Now, they're saying to them, this is like the Confederate monument debate. And so they're gonna protest this. The El Pueblo Council of Governors in the Archdiocese of Santa Fe and Los Caballeros de Vargas said a new list of events will seek to ease century-old tensions around the myth of the Santa Fe being reclaimed by the Spanish settlers. Organizers of the annual Fiesta de Santa Fe recently agreed to discontinue the Entrada, the reenactment, issue an apology to New Mexico's Pueblo Indians. The pageant depicted the reentry of the conquistador Don Diego de Vargas into Santa Fe after the Pueblo revolt in 1680. The event was held each autumn on the Santa Fe Plaza during the annual Fiesta de Santa Fe. But the thing I love about this is we're going to bury history again, right? I mean, is that they're actually talking about removing some of the statues again and pretty much rewriting the history. Go back to what they believe to be the truth. So my question is, why do we keep doing this? Why do we keep letting them do this? If there truly is an error in history, then put down it was originally reported this way. Facts may bear out this. But I see a pattern here, don't you? Moving on, if you don't like it, if you got a group that's loud enough, big enough, will make as much noise as humanly possible, now we have to tear down statues because it makes somebody feel bad when they walk by the statue? Are we serious? Yeah, I don't think so. That doesn't work for me. Let the history stand unless you could truly prove that it's wrong and bad. And then put both versions in there. Anyway, that was just a quickie. So, do you guys know what a sanctuary union is? I'd never heard. I mean, I'm hearing in California everything's a sanctuary something. I get that. But now I'm hearing about sanctuary unions. Although I thought that technically, if you think about it, the union is already sanctuary. The public sector union representing the graduate student employees at the University of Illinois at Urbana passed a resolution declaring itself a sanctuary union. The graduate employees organization, Local 6300, which claims to represent about 2,700 teaching assistants and graduate assistants at UC, announced a decision in August citing immigration enforcement actions by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and President Trump's short-lived zero-tolerance policy as motivations. We are a social justice union, therefore we fight for all our members' rights outside the workplace. I still don't know what they do. I think I know where they're going with this, but I still don't know what they do. The resolution states that the union will not work with ICE in any form and will encourage university administrations to do the same, listing 9 commitments ranging from non-cooperation with ICE to engaging in activism in favor of extending DACA. Now here, so I love when they say they won't cooperate with ICE. Now there are some things that they can refuse to do, but there are some things. Remember, these guys are law enforcement officers. If they're going to issue a warrant, if they get in the way and they cause any kind of danger to an ICE agent, they should be punished accordingly. If they put an ICE agent's life in danger, they should be punished accordingly. The bottom line is you either stand for the law or you don't. You don't like the law, you don't just break it. At least I taught my kids that. You don't just break the law because you're not in agreement with it. You find a way to change it. You find a way to work it. You know, I mean, it's just amazing the attitude that we've given our young people that if they don't like something, they just don't have to do it. It doesn't work. This isn't like your dinner. It doesn't work that way. Okay, yeah, relax. Oliver McGee joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just totally being part of the conversation. And you have to be part of the conversation. I want you to hear what other people have to say. I want you to hear other people's point of view, because how do you really, I can't stand when somebody tells me they know what I'm thinking when they've never listened to my show, they've never had a conversation with me. It just doesn't work for me. You know, and it shows you how, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice because I like my guests, and I don't want to get them all riled up in the beginning. Oliver McGee, Dr. Oliver McGee joins me. He's the former senior advisor at the White House and U.S. Deputy Assistant Transportation Secretary, and just an all-around good guy. Met him at CPAC a few years back. Love having this guy on with me. And Oliver, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me tonight.
Yeah,
I enjoy your show.
Well, you know, and I don't have you on enough, and when I do, we always have a good time. At least I think we do, and I always enjoy, you know, getting into these issues with you, because I got to tell you, I was joking about this earlier, and I wasn't trying to be mean. And you are on many, many shows. I mean, I know that you're on CNN and some of the other shows. And they always bring on the quote-unquote experts. Now, you are truly an expert in some of these areas, but they bring on a guy like me who's an expert in nothing. They bring us on, and we're supposed to believe everything that we see. You know, like, oh, well, he's a commentator. We've got to believe what he says. But I think that's what's causing some of the trouble in the news. We don't know what to believe. You and I were talking a little bit during the break. About comments that are made, and you bring up the point of collusion. First of all, I was talking about this earlier. There's no collusion. There is none. There's nothing that the only thing that somewhat smells like collusion is coming out of the DNC, right? It's not coming out of President Trump. But nobody really understands that collusion is not illegal, right?
That's right, and they really don't understand that. What I often think of is how do voters go to the voting booth and what do they do once they're there? The last thing they're thinking about is legal principles, rules, and standards. They're not thinking about what is the definition, the legal definition of collusion. They're not even thinking about collusion. You know what they're thinking about? They're thinking about their pocketbooks.
That's right.
They're thinking about, do I have more money in that 401k? Can I buy the G.I. Joe and the Kung Fu grip for Christmas for my son? Can I make that car payment? How's that balancing of that checkbook going for me at the kitchen table? I can assure you with 14% unemployment in the black community under Obama, that balancing of that checkbook at that kitchen table is pretty rough.
Well, I think
it's
pretty exciting that what's the rate? I mean, last I checked, it was 31% of the black community now either approve or support President Trump, which is a great number. I mean, they kept talking about the fact that he would never get the black community on his side. I don't know how any community who has been beat so bad, the black and Hispanic, over the last 10 years, doesn't sit there and say, my God, I've got a job. I'm making more money. I'm getting more back on my taxes. I can feed my family. Where's the negative? Maybe I'm missing something here.
No, you're not missing anything. I think what's going to happen, and I talk about this all on my Twitter at Oliver McGee, you got 31% of the black communities approving of Trump and his policies. If he gets just 20%, let's just be optimistic and just say 20%, maybe 16 to 20%. Not all 31%, just 16 to 20%. That's Nixon's numbers in 1973 election. He'll be unstoppable in 2020. And more importantly, 2018 election in the next few weeks here will be another long night for the left, just like 2016 election was, because you'll lose Philadelphia, you'll lose Detroit, you'll lose Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Cleveland, because that bleeding off of that 16%, which is an extraordinarily powerful number for the black community in any type of election piece or a particular candidate, would be destructive in the blue wave. What you think about this, Jim, Romney and Kerry, for example, Kerry particularly, had a little trouble turning over the election to beat GW because he only got 88% of the black vote. Obama was pulling in 96% of the black vote. Hillary was pulling in Kerry's numbers at 87, 86%. So they get the majority of the black vote, but if you're talking about dropping that down, not just, 12%, but into 16, 20%, and you're talking about the Democratic candidate getting 80% of the black vote, that's all the Republicans want. Republicans don't want 80% of the black vote. They just want 20%. Because that'll take Pennsylvania, it'll take Ohio, it'll take Michigan, and it'll make Wisconsin a long night of watching Wisconsin returns. I'm being facetious here because that's what I said on Sky News, and I have on my YouTube account. I would love your subscribers to subscribe in there because all the tapes are on there. But I said that on Sky News, and they're sitting back and looking. Wait a minute. Is he talking about Trump getting Nixon numbers? Well, that's it's all in the minorities. It's all in the small. The reason the black support is gone is there is because it's the working class blacks who now have jobs. 700, 800, 900,000 new jobs, and that's to working class blacks who didn't have jobs in all the 8 years of Obama. They're right now in Mardi Gras land. They're having Merry Christmas every day, and they go to work every day because they've never had a job. And so now they've got work. And plenty of it, and checks are coming in, and all that green is coming in the checking account. You're going to vote. You're going to go and vote for collusion. You're going to vote for your pocketbook.
Oh no, you're going to vote because you don't want any more of a Russian collusion going on. You know, it doesn't matter that there's more. Look, it's not even that there's more food on the table, and what you were talking about. Even the youth, the young black community, they're having more jobs. They've got more opportunity to work. How does a mother or a dad, but mostly a mother sitting at home, her kids now, she's able to buy more food because there's more money in the paycheck. Her kids are actually working. They have an opportunity to put some money away. They've got jobs. How do you vote against that? How do you do that?
You know, Jim, if Kanye is on the airways today apologizing for his TMZ slavery comment, he's even seeing the light of the economics when he is losing in his record sales to Drake's Scorpion album because he needs to change that rhetoric. That's how the black community works.
Well, let me tell you how I work. We got to go commercial because I believe in capitalism and I want to make a few bucks. So we'll be back in a minute. Joe with senior host Oliver McGee joins me. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator John McCain remembered at a memorial service by former Arizona Senator John Kyle.
He had better instincts about how and when and where to assert American power than any other leader that I've known.
When others were looking into Vladimir Putin's eyes,
with an eye of understanding him and reaching accommodation with him. John, of course, said, I looked into his eyes and I saw KGB.
Members of the public began lining up beneath covered walkways for the opportunity to view the casket of McCain as the Vietnam War hero was lying in state in the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol building. Mike Foley came in from San Diego to pay his respects.
He was a man with so much integrity and a man with such dedication to his country. Pretty unique.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. And I can tell you, keeping it clean, my baby is American made. I love her. I got to tell you, if you can buy American, I know that nationalist thing is just terrible. It's disgusting. But if you can buy American, why not? Okay? I mean, think about this. We have more jobs. We need to fill more jobs. We don't have people to fill them. God bless America, right? This is so terrible. Seriously. But I mean, I've been saying it for years through the Obama administration, now in the Trump administration. If you can buy American, if you can make sure that what you're buying, I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I look around the studio, aggravates me to no end that a lot of the stuff is made overseas. But if you can find stuff that's made here, buy it. Keep Americans working. Keep the money here. It's just so much better for everybody. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my guest. I've got Oliver McGee is on with me. He's a former senior advisor at the White House. He's also deputy assistant of transportation. You know, Oliver, always fun when you're on with me. I appreciate your time so much.
Well, thank you, Joe. I have a lot of fun, too.
Well, listen, you know, I often say we can make a lot of money selling live microphone time during the breaks, because I think that's when the best conversations always happen. Right? I mean, seriously. So even during the breaks when you're on some of those networks, some of the best conversations happen is when they go to this commercial. But, you know, let me ask you about the Manafort and Cohen, what's ended up happening with them, okay? We're looking at this, and everybody said, oh, this is going to bring Trump down. This reflects badly on Trump, and he knew. None of that's true, because none of these convictions that came down have anything to do directly connect Donald Trump to Russia or anything like that, do they?
No, it's definitely gone into a tangent. And as I was sharing with you during the debate, the Mueller investigation is running a problem in the court of public opinion because the probe has gone into the roaming world of sex.
Yes.
That we brought in Stormy Daniels and all these other women of the interesting.
Now, wait a minute. I got to get you to pause because this is my line with this, and I am just thoroughly confused. And you've got a PhD. Maybe you could enlighten me here. Okay. We have a president who has consensual sex with a pole dancer and a Playboy bunny, maybe, and we don't even know that to be true yet, okay, pays them to keep their mouth shut, doesn't pay them to not take him to court or anything like that because it's consensual sex. And this is like the worst thing since God knows what, right? And yet we had Billy Bob Clinton, who was out there sexually assaulting and raping women, paying them to keep quiet, and crickets. I mean, talk about dual standards, right?
Yes, and hypocrisy all over the place. Oh. But more importantly, I talked about this on Leading British Conversations, and the tape is on my Twitter at Oliver McGee. It took off. It went viral. But the reason it did is because I said, we don't care. We don't care about this. America doesn't care about talking about all this. The Americans don't. Americans go out and work every day. They raise their kids.
Yeah.
They do all their things. The last thing they want to do while they're cooking dinner or having dinner around the table is turn on the evening news, gather around where we used to gather around with Walter Cronkite, and all we're talking about is a brothel, and we're talking about poles, and we're talking about strip joints. We're talking about women of the evening. We don't want to talk about that. But in the way, we're looking at our kids and going, like, can you pretend you didn't hear that? We don't want to talk about that.
That's right.
Ken Starr's investigation went awry when he started talking about Monica Lewinsky. And guess what? We went to the polls and gave Clinton everything he wanted the midterms. The Mueller investigation has gone awry because it's gotten into the Stormy Daniels, the stormy weather. And guess what? We're going to go to the polls and give Trump everything he wants. He's going, we're going to go straight down the ticket, GOP. Because we will put a backlash. We will do a stormy lash. Because Dan Jones called the election of Trump, which was a black lash, right? A white lash.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's right.
So I'm calling this a stormy lash. Because we're going to go back and punish the fake news media for going in and throwing that at us. We don't want to hear that every day. I turned off my television set, believe it or not. I really have. And I'm a part of television, Joe. I've turned it off. I can't take it anymore because it's coming as a constant drumbeat. Who wants to wake up in the morning, have a nice, good cup of cappuccino, some eggs and some stuff, and then turn on the morning news and all you hear for 2 hours is this crap? Oh, you don't want to listen to that. You might as well watch Andy Griffith and watch Barney Fife. So, you know, you don't want to do it. You want to feel good. You don't want to go to work bad because you're hearing all this drama on TV. We don't like it. We're tired of it. We're sick of it. And guess what? We're going to pay for it at the polls because we're going to go in and go straight down the ticket and go GOP. As I said on Sky, this Mueller investigation, we're asking, where's the beef? Like the Wendy's old-fashioned hamburgers lady.
Yeah.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? And we're going to put a whole lot of beef at the polls by going straight down the ticket with GOP. Just simply, Trump is on the ticket, and he's not on the ticket. He's implicitly on the ticket in 2018 elections.
Oh, listen, I'm in agreement with you. I think we're going to take more seats in the House. I think we're going to take more seats in the Senate. And then I think you're going to see I'm hoping – and I'm believing that you're going to see Trump turn into the Tasmanian devil and clean house because he'll have an army behind him. Right now, even, you know, what are we, one vote in the Senate? That doesn't give him any power. That's number one. Number two is, you know, what do we have, 30-some-odd Republicans that won't be running again for the House? Forgive me because some of them might be your friends, but we have a 30-some-odd Republican cowards that don't want to continue on or don't want to take on the fight or don't want to do the good thing for the American people. I mean, I'll cut Gowdy some slack and a few others like that, but the majority of these guys have really done nothing to fight alongside the president and fight for Americans. Do you agree?
Absolutely. But at the same time, Joe, I think some of these folks who've been at the Senate and in the House, but particularly the Senate, for a long, long time. And they've seen a culture, a decorum that takes place in the Senate. It's a club.
Sure.
They are now saying the club has changed. And in this new age of social media, gotcha tweets, we've got a president that is definitely using technology at the most aggressive presidential persuasion we've ever seen before. Some of the old school senators are saying, I've had it. Now it's time for me to go in and cash in the private sector. I can't do this no more. Because the Senate was a nice school of thought. It was a college club. You know, you can get some things. And you thought you were really able to do things. And I think the tone that I'm going to share with your audience is that the people saw that in the last speech of John McCain. And we saw that in Lindsey Graham's speech in honor to his friend. We saw that in the Newsmax letter of Joey Lieberman as he's writing about his friend. They're talking about a time gone by in the Senate in this new millennial age, which represents about 36% of the voting bloc. But where are the millennials? Where is that voting bloc? They're on Twitter. They're on Instagram. They're on Spotify. They're on all of these brand new technology digital devices that they don't even really even meet each other. They just talk to each other in these digital pointing and they're clicking. And that is a very, very fast-paced electorate that's changing how you are going to be governing in the future. And that's what some of these senators are saying. You know what? This is not the Senate that I came here in, and it's time for me to go. They're not leading because they've had enough of government. They enjoy public service. They just can't keep up with the speed of it. This fast capital, fast technology, fast growth, fast governance, fast television, all of it pulled together.
See, I think that's part of it, I don't disagree with you, but I would add to that, and I think, again, part of it is these guys are used to, I mean, for all intents and purposes, these guys are used to going and throwing down a beer at one of the D.C. bars, and how is this going to work out tomorrow, and, you know, I don't want to get any case for this. How can we push these issues aside? And I don't even mean that in a nice way. I mean, these guys, one party. We only have one party at this point. And I think that, you know, they're sitting back and saying, wow, this thing with Trump, this nationalist thing where people want us to act like Americans, I don't know if we can handle this. But that's kind of my attitude towards it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I assure you that Mr. McGee will be with us after the break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know what? What a great intro. I mean, we were just talking about the bar rooms there in Washington, D.C. And I'm sure it's like a political ballroom, barroom blitz there, everything. You know, the funny thing about it is D.C., if you've never been to D.C., you got to go even if you only go for one night. This is a different universe, okay? Not a different world, a different universe, okay? I mean, when we were suffering and restaurants were closing and people were losing jobs, you'd go to D.C., you couldn't get a cab, you couldn't get a room unless you paid really top dollar, you had to wait an extra hour to in line to go to a restaurant, and even McDonald's was packed, for God's sakes. They didn't understand what how the rest of the country was living. These guys didn't get... You know what I would do? I would do like split custody is done with homes. I would force these guys to go back... to their areas, every other week for a week or 10 days or something like that. I would be willing to waste the tax dollars in airplane fare, maybe even horse and buggy just to get them crazy. But send them back. Make them live in their community. Let them deal with their constituents on a regular basis. They don't do that. And that's why they had no clues of what was going on in the rest of the country, in the rest of the world. And I think some of them still don't, but that's just my own personal opinion. But let's talk to Oliver McGee. I've had him on. Love having him on here tonight. He's a former senior advisor at the White House. He's also a deputy assistant for in transportation. And so, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Stimulating conversation.
You know what? I love this kind of stuff because I think that you've got to get all kinds of viewpoints on this. And even if you're on the same page, some of us come to it differently. And people need to see how we come to it. We're not like sometimes the other side is, where you're just spouting, you know, you go from commentator to commentator to commentator to different stations. And don't you find it interesting sometimes they are using the exact verbiage on the exact situation everybody else is using? Doesn't that concern you at all?
Well, it's a natural progression. I always say that fast capital, fast technology, fast growth. Everyone has these digital devices in their hands. Don't you think the producers of the network television and radio broadcasts have these devices in their hands? They're looking at their Twitters, they're looking at their Instagram, and they're looking at the ongoing millennial age, fast-paced conversation on a plethora of issues all across the gamut. And they're looking at seeing what's hot and what's not. You got trending and their different topics. And people, the conversation always continues after the show. The conversation will continue after this show. And that's where the realness takes place. And that spills on over into the airwaves. So that's what you see happening is the same conversation that you see by the minute on your telephone. And one of the interesting things that Steve Jobs gave us with these phones, and I'm guilty of it, it is hypnotic. We pick these phones up and look at them every, two to 3 minutes? We can't put them down. We're on a date. We're looking at the phone, not looking at the date. We're eating. We're eating the phone, and we've got to stop eating because we're looking at the phone, right? We're going to the toilet. We're on the phone.
Oh, I got to tell you, usually that's the one place I won't take it. But, yeah, I'm afraid somebody will turn it on and see something that they don't need to see. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow.
Yeah, phones can take camera pictures, they take pictures, all kinds of things.
Like Mr. Wiener, I'm afraid that it might go off by accident, you know, in my pocket and take pictures of my private parts, you know, and they get out somehow to the universe. But it's funny you should say that. I'm having lunch with somebody today, and we're specifically talking about a business issue. And the guy couldn't take his hands and or his eyes off his phone. And I finally had to look at him and say, turn it over. We're trying to work through something here. You can't be that addicted. But we are. We've become addicted to that electronic leash.
Yes. And so do we blame the president? I mean,
it's his fault.
Got
I forgot.
Exposed to Twitter. he got exposed to Twitter. And guess what? He's got a great bully pulpit. And I like to say that I was kind of responsible for the push. I helped with that campaign push from 140 characters to 280 characters. I remember saying one time on CNN, you know, we got to get the president a little bit more rude to voice his opinion because he's writing these 10 streams of tweets and, you know, we're trying to find where it is. Give him 280 characters. President of the United States, and they did that. And then also, you know, you have the ability to retweet because I said on CNN right at the beginning, right before the inauguration, I said a tweet lasts for 18 minutes and then it disappears in the mist. And boy, they went bonkers. They went wild. They went fact checking. And they came back and they said, well, I think you got a point there, technologist. And so now Jack at Twitter gave us the ability to retweet the conversation and then be able to get further engagement. That's an important step. Now I'm trying to ask Jack at Twitter, you need to give us a tweeted edit button because so that Roseanne Barr can edit her tweet and say what she really means and not take, you know, like a whole 2 months to be able to determine to get John Goodman to actually say you're not a racist.
But you and I have both been exposed and probably told on several occasions, Don't press, you know, when it comes to emails, don't press the send button while you're irritated. Just wait a minute. Take a double breath.
Well, that's
right?
True. That's true. But if you look at all of the other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, they all give you ability to edit the content. Why doesn't Twitter? Twitter is still trying to figure this out. And then Jack goes on one of the programs. I think it was somewhere with Chuck Todd. I called him up Chuck Todd. He went back, couldn't explain the future, the directions that he's going to take Twitter. So they're still trying to figure this out. And social media is right behind where the pace of the society. They want to go faster, faster, faster with all this. But they need to edit button. And this is the reason why. If the president puts out a tweet and he's misunderstood and he's not able to edit the piece, he can delete it. He can delete it, but it never goes away because way back he never disappears from the internet. It could be national security implications just by one word, one misunderstanding. So we have to be very, very careful that the president is a national security instrument. He happens to be tweeting. But if I tweet and Joe tweets, it may not have a national security implication. But if he tweets, it could start a war. So we've got to get our handle on this, and that's why I'm always, from a technologist point of view, you know, quietly outside advising the White House and the science and technology thing. Let's get Silicon Valley to get this straight.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing. You and I both, I've been in technology for 100 years, and so have you. And you look at this, and I got to tell you something. The tweets that he was sending out when little Kim was, you know, firing off rockets and stuff, right? You know, he's asking for a war. He's going to see fire and brimstone like he's never seen before. I got to tell you something. If I'm little Kim and I'm sitting there reading my Twitter feeds, I'm going, oh my God, this guy's a freak. He's a nut. He might blow us off the planet. You know what?
Well,
if he's pressing this button at 3:00 in the morning, God knows what he's going to press at 4:00 in the morning. We need to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was great. Entertainment, Rocket Man, all of that stuff, you know, and that's almost like the, you know, the circus is a game show.
Yeah.
But there is the other side of the government that is where General Kelly looks at or General Mattis looks at, and right. It's not a game.
No.
It's a very serious game. And we could be taken into that realm merely by doing everything that we've got used to, but we're not paying attention to the national security and the science and technology implications of this. So it is incumbent upon technological developers to always be ahead of society in their technological advancement, to give us tools to be more just and more rational. And to be, we always want the guns and the money, we want the diplomacy, we want the justice, and we want those four cabinet posts to be very, very effective. But they need the tools that we're developing science and technology in to keep up with that. Because that's how we won our major wars in this nation. We were always the best in science and technology. And we have to, he's working on trade right now. Trump is working on trade with China and trade equities. We have to make sure we find a relative difference in trade on that good as well, so we don't get our technological experience and our intellectual capital stolen from us. Because that's going to be the new war.
I'm with you.
Well.
China, you know, but this is nothing new with China. I've been in technology for years. China has always been problematic when it comes to technology and stealing our technology. And listen, we are pretty much out of time because the last question I was going to ask you, real quick, were you surprised when you found out that China had been hacking Clinton's email server on a regular basis? Did you do an oh my God and you're going, well, it's about time they talked about it?
I said it's about time to talk about it because I was not surprised. I was not surprised to see the company down in Fairfax over across the bridge and beaming right into her email server up in New York. It was not. I'm not surprised. But it's just not politically. It's not important to have that conversation. It had to be about Russian collusion delusion.
That's right.
Instead of the China game.
Okay, we're going to run up against it. Where do people find you again?
At Oliver McGee. That's my Twitter account. Or OliverMcGee.org.
Pretty easy, isn't it? And I hate guys like you who make it so simple. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll put up Oliver's information on the website, on the Facebook page. Always a pleasure. Come on back. We're going to talk about Lanny Davis. Everybody's talking about him. Really. And CNN. Can they not find the truth? I mean, seriously.